Now here is Patricia Kohlberg reflecting on Philip Levine's poem, They Feed, They Lion. In this most famous of his working class poems, Levine exposes the origins of black rage and resistance in the industrial world of Detroit, deploying his signature stark and uncompromising language.
Out of burlap sacks, out of bearing butter, out of black bean and wet slate bread, out of the acids of rage, the candor of tar, out of creosote, gasoline, drive shafts, wooden dollies, they lion grow. These are the opening lines of Philip Levine's famed working-class poem entitled They Feed, They Lion. Words incantatory and propulsive, gritty and fierce. Levine wrote the poem in 1968, 1 year after the Great Rebellion in Detroit, usually referred to by the white racist press as the Detroit Race Riots. The Great Rebellion, in fact, involved white as well as black communities rising up against a common oppressor. Levine's poem evokes the provenance of explosive black rage in the industrial squalor of Detroit, and at the end, the author's anguished realization that, in Levine's own words, quote, I was part of the problem, not part of the solution. I was now middle-aged, I was middle class, and I was white. Here is a young Philip Levine reading, They Feed, They Lion.
Out of burlap sacks, out of bearing butter, out of black bean and wet slate bread, out of the acids of rage, the candor of tar, out of creosote, gasoline, drive shafts, wooden dollies, they lion grow. Out of the gray hills of industrial barns, out of rain, out of bus ride West Virginia to kiss my ass, out of buried aunties, mothers hardening like pounded stumps, out of the bones need to sharpen and the muscles to stretch, they lion grow. Earth is eating trees, fence posts, gutted cars. Earth is calling in her little ones, come home, come home. From pig balls, from the ferocity of pig driven to holiness, from the furred ear and the full jowl come the repose of the hung belly. From the purpose they lion grow. From the sweet glues of the trotters come the sweet kinks of the fist. From the full flower of the hams, the thorax of caves. From bow down come rise up. Come they lion from the reeds of shovels, the grained arm that pulls the hands. They lion grow. From my five arms and all my hands, from all my white sins forgiven, they feed. From my car passing under the stars, they lion. From my children inherit. From the oak turned to a wall, they lion. From they sack and they belly opened, and all that was hidden burning on the oil-stained earth. They feed, they lion, and he comes.
Philip Levine was the son of Russian Jewish immigrants who grew up in Detroit during the Great Depression, during a time as well of growing alliance between the working class communities of Jews and blacks. In the 1950s, Levine worked in the auto factories of Chevrolet and Cadillac. Levine said of that time, I saw that the people that I was working with were voiceless in a way. In terms of the literature of the United States, they weren't being heard. Nobody was speaking for them. And as young people will, you know, I took this foolish vow that I would speak for them, and that's what my life would be. Levine went on to pen hundreds of poems that celebrated working-class life and resistance, poems which, according to his friend and fellow poet Christopher Buckley, consistently rescue our dignity and humanity and sustain hope in some moral sense of the world. His poems rescue the lives of the workers who built this country, the lives of the historically dispossessed, the lives of those who in the Spanish Civil War fought for the right to live freely, who shook their bloody fists in the face of fascism. Levine, who served as the 2011-2012 U.S. Poet Laureate, was the recipient of multiple prizes for his poetry, including a National Book Award and the Pulitzer Prize. One day back in the 1950s, Levine and a black co-worker by the name of Eugene were loading parts into burlap bags. The black man held up a bag to show Levine. It was from the Detroit Municipal Zoo. Eugene laughed and said, "They feed, they lion, they meal in they sacks," slipping into a black vernacular, as Levine remembers it, to invoke the world of black folks, in a world, as they both understood, was off limits to Levine. The image and the rhythm and the insistent use of they in his friend's utterance haunted Levine for years, until he returned to Detroit in 1968 to the devastated neighborhood of his youth and was inspired to write They Feed, They Lion. The poem lays out a series of disturbing images of industrial exploitation, immiseration, and greed, the buried aunties and mothers hardening like pounded stumps, earth eating trees and gutted cars. But the lion also grows out of the imperative to live, the bones need to sharpen and the muscles to stretch. These images lead the reader to the furred ear, the full jowl, and the repose of the hung belly of the pig, the exploiting class that feeds the lion of black rage and resistance. From the pig comes the sweet kinks of the fist of black agency. And it is the lion that moves them from bow down to rise up. The final stanza lays bare the poet's sense of his own complicity in the suffering of black people, followed by a final wrenching and violent image. Reading again from the poem, "From my five arms and all my hands, from all my white sins forgiven, they feed. From my car passing under the stars, they lion from my children inherit. From the oak turned to a wall, they lion. From they sack and they belly opened, and all that was hidden burning on the oil-stained earth, they feed, they lion, and he comes." As we struggle against the twin existential crises of the COVID-19 pandemic and climate change, Levine's poem speaks to the third crisis of our time, a vast and growing inequality of wealth. All three crises are the products of an age-old class oppression due to a system which seeks to dominate not only the whole of mankind, but the natural world as well, in order to benefit a tiny but immensely powerful international class of elites. As Levine's poem should remind us, it is a heavily racialized working class exploitation that underpins the power of capital. In closing, I turn again to Levine's own words from the 1983 documentary entitled Anarchism in America. "I know that the government in Washington is full of terrible people with terrible plans. They will murder people here and abroad to gain more power. Those who have dominated our country most of my adult life are interested in maintaining an empire, subjugating other people, enslaving them if need be, and finally killing those who protest so that wealthy and powerful Americans can go on enjoying their advantages over others." Levine then asks, "What can we do?" And his answer is still relevant today. "We can hang on and encourage each other, dig in, protest in every peaceful way possible, and hope that people are better than they seem. We can describe ourselves as horribly racist people, which we are, as imperialists, which we have been and are, but we can also see ourselves as bountiful, gracious, full of wit, courage, resourcefulness." This is Patricia Kullberg for the Old Mole Variety Hour. I've been discussing Philip Levine's 1968 poem, They Feed, They Lion.